Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of March, recording at 7:57 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets were steady again today, and we had some pretty good gains in Asia. China, the Shanghai indices, the composite and the Shanghai A are testing their highs, and they've got rising lows within this ranging pattern. Impressive stuff. Particularly when you bear in mind that it was China that started the whole fright, that then quickly, in terms of newsworthiness, was superseded by, of course, the subprime loans. Now, European markets strong firm, I should say, in here today, and that's reversing earlier losses. And Wall Street's had a reasonably good day, closing out close to the highs of the day. The Dow's at 57 as I speak, 8 on the S&P, 8 and a bit, and 13.5 on the NASDAQ composite. In government bonds, we had a little bit of steadying in the U.S., firmer prices, in other words. Also for the euro bunds, gilt slightly easier. But they're holding in there. They're not, for the moment, they're holding in there, and they're not sliding rapidly. And crude oil, which has been very soft recently, currently trading up 14 cents on the day, 56.73. Gasoline, which had been much, much stronger than crude, is down a little bit today, though, but only $1.60. Interesting development here. The dollar index has continued weak. It's at 83.07. That's down 32 ticks in here. That helped to support precious metals, as you would imagine. Spot gold currently trading at 658.80. Looks good on the charts. Silver ran up to 1348.5. It's 11.5 below that, so couldn't hold all of that gain. Currently 1337. But nevertheless, it's been quite a solid performance overall. And platinum about unchanged at 1235 on the April contract. Cocoa, I'm strong again in here today. And that had been down a little bit yesterday, but I think we had new highs on both the London and New York contracts when I looked earlier. In contrast, coffee is still weak, although looking oversold, and sugar is a bit easier in here, in a drifting pattern overall. And industrial metals. Now, nickel was clipped in here today. This is maybe not surprising, having seen the cash price for nickel get up to a $50,000 level last week. But nickel was down $2,000 here today. That sounds like a lot, but that's brought it back down to, this is the 3 months price now, to $44,600. And I'm just going to check on the other screen here and get some additional prices. And soybeans were up in here today, and that means that we've probably got gains on the we have gains on the wheat and the corn as well. Okay, so what's going on here in terms of stock markets? Well, everything continues to point to what you call it. It's either a bigger reaction, which was what I had been forecasting sort of all along, or it's a small correction. It's definitely not behaving like a bear market, in my view. We don't have the main catalysts that I would associate with a bear market, especially we don't have the surging long-dated government bond yields. And incidentally, in terms of recession talk, and there certainly has been a lot of it, correct me if I'm wrong, those of you who are economists or just good historians, but of all the recessions that I've lived through as an adult, and there must have been at least five or six of them, I can't remember any recession that wasn't triggered mainly by a dramatic spike in the oil price and or a surge in long-dated government bond yields. So although there are problems in the U.S. financial sector over these mortgages, and the housing sector we know is weak, and there is a risk of some contagion, nevertheless, this is not the stuff of recessions, or it would be a groundbreaker if it did lead to a recession in the U.S. So I don't expect that. Now, we haven't had Bernanke's comments yet, I do not believe. And if you caught the intentional error yesterday, I mentioned that Greenspan was speaking today, when of course that was supposed to be Bernanke. Intentional error is my story, and at any rate. But I don't think we have had the comments today. I've been slightly concerned that maybe the markets were too optimistic that he would be moving to a softening stance. And that's what they have been discounting recently, and I think that view has helped firm stock markets. Well, I'd be interesting to see what he says, but that would surprise me. And I think Bernanke may just say pretty much the same thing that he's always said, although I don't think that he can ignore. In other words, that the risks are still on the side of inflation, although I don't think he can ignore the fact that we have had this softening in the housing sector and the problems with the subprime loans. I was concerned, as I say, that there might be a little bit of disappointment in precious metal markets, and that we might get a little bit of a bounce in the U.S. dollar index if Bernanke does not acknowledge the recent problems. Okay. But overall, looking at stock market activity, as I said, this is something between the bigger reaction and a small correction. And if you say, what's the difference? Well, probably not a great deal. But we do see some support levels on the charts now, dealing with the lows that I think we saw last week and the week before. And those really have to be taken out, obviously, to indicate lower scope in here. Meanwhile, some of the indices have established higher highs and higher lows since the original or initial reaction occurred following the starting with the 27th of February. So we have had this modest improvement in technical patterns. That's the main point here in the last fortnight. And again, government bonds, we have seen a small climb in yields, but nothing of the sort that would cause any real trouble for stock markets. I mentioned that the dollar looks soft in here, but it's not running away on the downside, so it's not a crisis factor. It does help to cushion the U.S. economy a little bit, however. And industrial metals, overall, the picture is one of real firmness. I'm impressed the way some of the mining shares are firming in here. I think that's just a top value sector, as you know. I've written about that enough in the last couple of days, so I don't need to say any more here right now. And precious metals, solid action. And what also is good is that they're well underpinned by underlying trading. I think they're still in an accumulation zone, and if Bernanke knocks them back a little bit, it would just create another buying opportunity in my view. But I can see these patterns supporting quite substantial gains over the medium to longer term. And soft commodities. As long as we don't have a contagion meltdown, which would drag, of course, the precious metals down as well, I think that we will see the factors, the combined factors of rising demand and dwindling stockpiles for a number of these commodities, at any rate, helping to lift prices overall. And I think that's pretty much it. So All the best to all of you from surprisingly chilly London.